From Capital Public Radio, this is the View From Here podcast. In August, our new series, Place and Privilege, looks to the past to understand the deep roots of Sacramento's housing crisis. We bring you 8 new episodes exploring the history, politics, and economics of housing affordability in California's capital.
Study after study has shown that 30% of income in rent is a reasonable percentage of one's income to pay in rent.
But a lot of us pay more. We can blame rising rents on Sacramento's hot housing market, but it's deeper than that.
We don't have enough affordable housing. We don't have enough missing middle housing. We don't have enough housing stock just in general. So we just have a really significant issue with supply.
We can trace some of the crisis back to the recession when thousands of homeowners were forced into foreclosure.
So I had a house that I owned for 12 years. And housing market crashed, divorce, job loss. So I lost that house and looked for a place to stay. And this was the only place that I could find to afford.
People with fewer resources were not so lucky. Homelessness increased. Tenants with limited incomes, even those holding Section 8 vouchers, had a hard time finding safe, affordable housing.
I don't understand why it is not called discrimination when most of the property managers of private-owned apartments are not allowing voucher people in.
And that brings us to the deepest roots of Sacramento's housing crisis, when segregation was enforced by redlining and racial covenants that restricted people of color from buying homes in white communities.
The evil of segregation is not just that people are sorted by race, by ethnicity, even by religion, and by poverty. But they're sorted and put into communities where they have little opportunity.
Those policies put in place generations ago have ongoing impacts today.
Gentrification is a word that irritates a lot of people. And I'll be honest, it irritates a lot of white people. And most of that is because the people who tend to be displaced are people of color.
You know, fair housing and addressing segregation and expanding choices is very much about justice and ensuring equal access to the American dream for groups of people who haven't been given a fair shot.
The story of Sacramento's housing affordability crisis is complicated. We spent a year talking to experts and advocates and listening to our neighbors. On August 15th, we bring you Place and Privilege, a new project from The View From Here. Visit our website, theviewfromhere.org, to learn more about the podcast series, live storytelling events, and our upcoming radio documentary. This is Capital Public Radio.